He taught Jordan how to dunk and throw a brick. He tips exclusively in $2 bills. Warren Buffett joined Twitter just to read his tweets. Dr. Gene asks him financial questions. He is Sweet Tea Teddy P., the most interesting chartered financial analyst in Kennesaw.
I don't always host the radio show, but when I do, it's Money Talks. Stay invested, my friends.
Pretty interesting.
I like that intro.
Okay, this is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running money show on radio. This is our last segment. I got Teddy, myself, that's me.
Nice introduction, Teddy. Yeah, I like that.
You know, Troy Harmon, CFA, and Ben Crow, CFA, and we're about to get into a segment that we teased earlier.
Oh, about the outlook?
Yeah, Joe from LJ always used to call in on the live show asking about Dow stocks. Mm. And, you know, he hadn't called in a while because we're not live anymore. But anyway, the Dow, earlier in the year, 2013, we did a segment where we talked about what looked good in the Dow. And, you know, at the time, you know, a lot of things looked good. And since the market's done extremely well, some of the stocks we picked have done extremely well. Actually, all of them did pretty well. But it begs the question, what looks good in the Dow right now? You know?
Yeah, there's plenty of questions about that. This is like the cream of the crop, the blue chip stocks, things we talked about. I know Microsoft was one of the ones we threw out last time.
Yeah.
So it was up 44% in 2013. Pretty amazing. We had 3M that was out there. So like the fifth top performer, 54%.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get down to some of the details, some of the stocks that look the most attractive, I guess, while we don't own it, J.P. Morgan looks pretty attractive at the moment. A lot of these financial stocks are trading right around or below their the what we look for is a one and a PEG ratio, which is a PE to growth. And a lot of times you'll throw in a yield on top of that. So PE to growth plus yield.
A company trading at 12 times earning is growing at 12% per year. Is that the interpretation there?
That's the yield.
Yeah, it might be 10% plus a 2% dividend. Yeah,
okay.
So that would make it a 1, yeah,
right.
So a 12 PE.
Okay.
So J.P. Morgan Chase is trading like that. Obviously, they have issues, some of these regulatory things that we had talked about early. Exxon Mobil is trading at about a 0.6 PEGI, which makes it look really attractive at the moment. Its growth prospects are much greater than its price is indicating right now. It's basically what it comes to. Ted's
I'm shaking up the eight ball.
Got the eight ball out. You know, there's some other stuff that's out there that looks pretty attractive, but even after the price has run up really big. Home Depot, one of the Atlanta stocks, looks relatively attractive at a 1.17 PEGI, dividend yield of 178. I mean, these are pretty attractive companies, and you know,
any healthcare in the Dow that we would like. I mean,
Johnson & Johnson has, man, that stock's made a pretty good comeback. I read this article where the new CEO talked about the changes he's making, how he's going to reinvent the company just by going back to the founder's principles.
Yeah. Can you call that a reinvention?
They got away from it,
yeah.
So they're back. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not pounding the table on it, but it looks decent.
Well, United Health Group, what about that? One of those companies that will benefit probably from the Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Everybody's being forced into insurance. These guys are going to have more more people on their rolls.
Yeah.
Going to be gathering up more in capital from the folks that have to buy insurance now. So,
what about if they choose to buy it, I think we're a little behind schedule on that.
But
what about Hewlett Packard?
Hewlett Packard.
That's one of the ones I picked, and it did extraordinarily well.
So well.
It got kicked out of the Dow, didn't it?
got the boot.
So I can't even brag about it.
No, it really did. It
so
did 96%, well,
right?
Yeah. It's
I can't brag about it. But basically, the Dow has a – there are a lot of companies in the Dow that look good, that have good growth, and that are not at astronomical price-to-earnings levels.
Yeah.
Great dividend yields. So it'd be safe to say that you'd be pretty comfortable buying a lot of things in the Dow.
Even the one that was the top performer last year is still in the Dow, Boeing Company. Mm-hmm. It's one that we hold. And if you think about what's been going on with Boeing, they just got the Dreamliner on the on production. And with doing that, you've got they're starting to pare back some of their R&D expenses.
Yeah.
They've got more sales that are going out the door. They've got a huge backlog. That backlog hasn't been bothered by any of the issues that might have hampered the company in the past, including their slow making it to the market slow with their Dreamliner.
Right.
So it was up 84% in 2013. And while I think it's still, it might get kind of tough to buy with some of these ratios, there is a reason that Boeing could continue to do better than
the group. Their pipeline and backlog.
There's probably a tremendous backlog.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, having shed a little light on what the Dow players and some of the picked a few for next year, let's talk about the general outlook for next year. Not everybody, probably 70% of the people I see on TV have on their rose-colored glasses now. And I have mine on, too. Here's a hint of pink.
Well.
But.
We had a fantastic year. We're going to be able to repeat it.
Well, I can tell you this, and I've talked about this on the radio in the last few weeks. Every time we've looked back over the last, I think it was since the late 40s.
1945.
And we looked at all the times that we've had greater than 25% return in the market.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the follow-on year, while you would expect that it goes down,
there's some big ones there, right?
Right. There's been 10 times that this has happened, and 8 out of the 10 follow-on years return a nice positive return. In fact,
at least 10%.
The average is 14%. That's even including the 2 years that were negative.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when we had those two negative years, going into those years, we saw that there was already signs that that we were going to, we were kind of heading toward a recession. We don't see any of that this year.
So there was two, let me get this straight. So there were 2 years that followed such a big up year. And then how many positive return years?
Eight.
So
years,
80% of the time after a gain of this magnitude in the market that you saw another up year.
Yeah. Right.
And it averaged 14%
exactly.
or something like that. That's
But that's not to say that it won't happen without some sort of correction, because we've had
a correction
of 10% since 2011.
Right. Exactly.
Also, on top of that, if you watch TV, it might drive you crazy. Today, these guys are on there talking about Thursday, today, January 2nd. They're talking about the January effect because the market's down today.
Oh, right.
They're saying that the year's going to be down off of 1 day's trading.
Right.
Yeah.
January effect is as January goes, the rest of the year goes. Right.
Yeah. So expect the market to be more volatile around economic readings and also what the Fed does. But the economic readings so far indicate that things are perking up a bit.
Right.
And, with the economy growing better than what we thought it would grow and earnings, if they come in line with what's expected, right at 10% growth, that's some pretty good pin-up performance, I think.
Right. Yeah, I think it would be pretty easy to see a 10% expansion in earnings. So 10% earnings growth in 2014, and as go earnings, so goes the stock market. Usually, over a long period of time, you sure are going to see that earnings are going to drive the market higher.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have an expansion of PE, which I think, Ted, you've talked about some, that you think the PE will continue to expand. Really what we're looking at is we've got a PE right now that's just slightly above the longer-term average, counting it back to 1925.
Actually, S&P put out a number today that said the 12-month trailing PE is actually below the long-term average. Long-term average is 17.8. Right now, 12-month trailing is 16.8. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, the market can get more expensive,
it certainly
can. And it's these things don't end pretty, so it could get overvalued, just as quickly as.
But we're not there right now.
Right.
And we still see
not.
Some future earnings growth. Yep. So, I mean, we're pretty optimistic going forward.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't expect to see less volatility for sure because volatility has been really low for a year. But even with bumps in the road, I could see.
So the market's 10%. Up for 2014. Yes.
I say
how
yes.
much?
10 to 15%.
That's a good mark. I'll
50%.
I'll get
range.
More specific. 10 to 12%.
Yeah. 10 to 12. We'll all be happy then.
It's in a slice of heaven.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.